Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
John Fenderson is Wheat Technical Product Manager for the Southern Plains for Bayer Westspread. He says 2023 has been a uniquely tough year for raising wheat here in the Southern Plains.
The varieties this year, most everything has suffered pretty severely from the drought. I think the thing that we need to realize is, and it's happened several years now, later maturing wheats, more so than the varieties, are going to perform better. They're going to capitalize on the late moisture we've got. The thing that I want to drive home is don't put too much stock and data if you see data published this year, because we're really measuring maturities. We're not necessarily measuring genetic potential. I would not take a lot of stock from the research trial data that you see this year. Not only is there a big difference in maturity, the way things are going to perform, there's also a lot of difference in the amount of freeze damage that we see in the field.
Check with your Westspread sales representative now, or you can go to Westspread.com to learn more about the high-yielding varieties Westspread offers.
Well, growers have found lots of benefits in cover crops across the state. Associate Professor and Extension Economist of Cropping Systems in Oklahoma State, Josh Lofton, has been talking about the benefits of implementing cover crops to our Oklahoma Farm Report intern, Macy Carter. She caught up with Lofton at the Wahoma Wheat Field Day to talk about what growers should have cover crops.
Cover crops in general are just a tool. It's a very nice tool. It's a very broad tool. The value of cover crops here in Oklahoma specifically is that they can be used in so many different ways, so many different systems and all that. It's not to say they're always the answer, but more often than not, we've found that if growers are interested with it, they can fit it into their system and select the right cover crops to get the outcome they really desire.
Lofton said soil health has proven benefits. However, it's not an overnight fix.
What we usually have found is that if we're about normal moisture or slightly above, our cover crops generally don't negatively affect us. And that's kind of where we're going. The unfortunate thing is that most of the time when we plant the cover crops, we never know if that moisture is going to be there or not. So it is a roll of the dice. Generally speaking, the more you integrate some of these practices, you know, things like cover crops and no-till, good crop rotation, good diversity in your cropping systems, the more resilient your system is going to be. So the more likely is over time they'll fit in better and better. So realistically, what we always tell growers from a cover crop perspective is be realistic with your goals. I don't know how many times I've said it. It's cover crops are not a late night infomercial. It can't do everything, and you can't just plant it and walk away from it. It's a crop, and it has its limitations.
Once again, that's OSU's Josh Lofton. Well, the American Farm Bureau Federation signed two more memoranda of understanding with two agricultural equipment manufacturers. The new MOUs were signed by AGCO and Kubota, providing farmers and ranchers the right to repair their own farm equipment. The MOUs negotiated independently with each manufacturer follow similar agreements AFBF entered into with John Deere and CNH Industrial Brands earlier this year. The four MOUs cover roughly 70% of the agricultural machinery sold in the United States. AFBF President Zippy Duval says these agreements represent ongoing efforts to ensure farmers have access to the tools that are necessary to keep their equipment running. The MOUs set a framework for farmers and independent repair facilities in all 50 U.S. states and Puerto Rico to access AGCO and Kubota manuals, tools, product guides, and information to self-diagnose and self-repair machines, as well as support from the manufacturers to directly purchase or lease diagnostic tools and other products and parts. You've got farm news on Ron.
What do you call cotton growers who pair a trusted BASF knockdown with a long-lasting residual herbicide?
Heads of Harvest! Wizards of Weed! Cotton Conquerors!
And my personal favorite,
Bow Bosses!
Dominate weeds and win the cotton season. Pair Liberty or Ingenia with Outlook or Zidua SC herbicides, all from BASF.
Always read and follow label directions.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.